brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I just to finish up with the whole Daniel Esselin thing. What happens is, I learned a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So Daniel's really a very interesting guy. And I have a lot of connections and things. And so that's why 2 years ago when he told me the people that bought the Terminator franchise are going to make a major motion picture. It's going to be along the lines of Angels and Demons. I mean, a big thriller. That's what I've got, scuttlebutt in Hollywood. I mean, I made some phone calls 2 years ago about this. And then I almost forgot about it. And then Daniel was going to come on about a week ago. And people were, you know, sending him stuff off the forum, sending him people attacking him on the Prison Planet forum. You know, we have forums, we have comments, but I own my websites, and it's my right to shut down stuff if I want to. I don't think I'm going to do it, but it's not censorship if I get rid of the message board and the comments. It's that I can't handle the Secret Service here twice, federal subpoenas twice from the FBI and federal courts that I'm gag ordered to not talk about. People in black suits showing up. People creating fake posts on the thing that are supposedly for me. People taking a French newspaper saying Daniel Esselin was at Bilderberg with a fake list. Someone posted. And then even if Esselin's a smart guy and knows that we didn't post that, it still upsets, you know, most people. And then I talked to him yesterday for about 35 minutes and maybe 40 minutes. My wife's like, come on, we got to go to my in-law, my family's. And I'm like, okay, I got to go off the phone, Esselin, but it was good talking to him. I learned a lot more. And, you know, I remember vaguely asking him 2 years ago, C-Think, with C-Think Productions, who are you interviewing for this? And they said, oh, we're interviewing Jack McClam, maybe, I hadn't talked to him yet. We're interviewing Luke Radowski. No, I recommended Luke Radowski. We're interviewing some guy in Florida, and we may interview Daniel Esselin. Well, now I learned they followed Esselin around off and on for 2 years. Because, I mean, I first met these guys in 2006 myself, or right after Bilderberg. Yeah, it was in the summer of 2006. It's 2009, 4 years later. This is now coming out today, IFC big premiere. And so I can imagine the feelings Daniel was having. Number one, the Prison Planet Forum saying he's Bilderberg, totally made up. I remember some idiot showed a dark-haired guy photo from Bilderberg, you know, said it was Charlie Sheen there. Obviously wasn't Charlie Sheen. People do that, and I've learned to ignore it. You know, Daniel was saying, well, why are people interested where I am or what I'm doing? Well, you're a public figure now, Daniel. You know that. You're on radio. You're on TV. You have a best-selling book all over the world, or 46 nations or whatever it says. I mean, you said there's going to be action figures of you at Burger King. Get ready for folks who want to know where you are and what you're doing. You know, this is how this works. But it's got to be a little bit bitter to have people follow you around for 2 years and then not be in it. Even if it's a hit piece somewhat, it's a waste of time. You know what it was like for a year to have Discovery Channel follow me around and have them with huge cameras in my car, ripping the upholstery and lights all over me and follow me around? It was a lot of work. And that was a good director, and he wouldn't make a hit piece on me. And they told him to go edit it and change it, and he said, well, I'll try, but I don't want to make Alex look bad. I mean, this was going to make us huge, folks. This was a huge five-part series for Discovery Channel with yours truly as the star. And they killed it. You know, he called me up and he said, you know, do you think I should do this? They want me to interview this guy and this guy from Fox News and want me to interview all your enemies. And are you game to do that? And I said, yeah, I don't want this to go to waste. You know, make it be two-sided, both sides. And then he called me back a week later and he just said, I can't do it. I just I'm not changing it. And that sucker went on the shelf. $3.4 million budget on the shelf. So I know what it's like. But I'm not going to let people on the internet turn me and Daniel Esselin against each other. And I appreciate the plug you gave us on Press TV for PrisonPlanet.com. We love you, Daniel. Congratulations. Be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, this whole New World Order premiere tonight, I get attacked almost every day by the mainstream media, and I don't usually cover it. People are always emailing me saying, why aren't you talking about this TV show or this local show or this radio show or this Washington Post article? You can Google the name Alex Jones any given day and click news, and you'll see a hit piece against me. I love it. I absolutely love it. I just keep moving forward. And, you know, I've said I think the film is the most objective, most fair. But I've also said that it stereotypes and it picked the few little corny things we did. So the film is a distortion. The guys that made it know, sitting around, you know, eating popcorn, editing this thing, that they were choosing the most entertaining and hokey things just for entertainment value alone. And you follow people around all these years, but with me, there's really nothing discrediting other than I'm sweating in 95% humidity in 100-degree temperatures. It was so hot in that June in Virginia, you know, right off the coastline. I mean, everybody was just pouring sweat. And the New York Times said, look at Alex Jones. He's sweaty. You know, he's loud. Every stereotype. Yeah, we're loud like the founding fathers or like George Washington at Trenton. When he charged in against the Hessians, was he sweating? Was he yelling? Was he I mean, this is what we're supposed to do. They say, oh, you're not supposed to get excited. You're not supposed to get angry. Well, I like what Howard Beale said in Network. You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. And they do show some guy who made a weird, you know, documentary about a police state in the future. Not even a documentary, a fiction film with cheesy special effects. Not knocking the guy, it's just that's what it shows. And he thinks he's got a microchip in his head. And that's guilt by association. They went out and chose that. And they show me in a hotel room after I had the head of security in the hotel with other men behind him in suits walk up to Rob Jacobson. We need to put an article out about this, about yes, New York Times, yes, Bloomberg, yes, LA Times. Yes, there really was a Bilderberg group meeting. There really were people in cars following us. They really did pull the fire alarm on us. I mean, these articles in Bloomberg today, in the Los Angeles Times yesterday, in the New York Times last week, in Variety.com, that's right here. I mean, it's just everywhere. You know, there's LA Times for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Should have added, we've been on live since 11:30. There's Bloomberg. There's, Washington Post. I mean, they're all here. The point is that you read these articles, and I don't have time to go over these. Perhaps I should. And in each article, they say Jones believed he was in a hotel surrounded by an imaginary group going insane when a fire alarm goes off. You know, showing how important he is, showing that there's really a cabal, showing this is proof. There was Secret Service around it. This is where Obama went at the secret meeting. I meant to bring that up to Estelin. Estelin, who really does know some Bilderberg group members. I talked to him yesterday. I said, you confirmed Obama was there, correct? And he said, no, absolutely. So, I mean, he's on record that Obama was there. And I've had mainstream news attack me saying I'm crazy, saying Obama was there. Pretty fair piece, though, was done in Politico. I have to say that one was a fair, actual journalistic piece. CBS News carried that on the nightly news, by the way. Very bizarre. So that's really one of the only fair pieces ever in U.S. media that admits all of this. Now, in the German news, the French news, the Russian news, the Japanese news, the British news, the Irish news, they admit, here's the Bilderberg group, here's their founding documents that got leaked. They set up the European Union. They want a one-world government. They pick prime ministers and presidents. They're running the show. Their own documents, Etienne Davignon, the Viscount, the head of Bilderberg, he's in the EU Observer newspaper saying they run things. You know, they write books saying it. David Rockefeller 4 years ago published his memoirs saying it. Men in Power is a political retrospective. Helmut Schmidt brags Bilderberg runs the planet. And so I tried to give all of that to C-Think, but they didn't put it in the film. And that's what the news says. Bloomberg says, and the LA Times says, and Variety and everybody else say, with no proof, Jones claims they're building FEMA camps. That Halliburton is. The film shows no proof. Well, I showed proof to them. I showed them the Houston Chronicle and the Washington Post and the New York Times about the FEMA camps. That's on record. I've had congressmen on about that. I've had congressmen on how they've been threatened with physical martial law. But Bloomberg just says that I made it up that Halliburton built FEMA camps. And they say I make it up that I'm being followed. You know, Jones insanely sees a car driving behind him on the highway and thinks it's the government. Folks, I was at Bilderberg with people following me as they closed it down at noon. I get in our car and cars and vans follow us off the property and take 7, 8, 9, 10 turns, follow us into parking lots with, you know, big guys getting out. We shot video of it. I mean, this is just another version of what they've done all these years, denying that the Bilderberg group even existed. Now they have to admit it exists in all the mainstream news, but if they just report on this film, they can then say the film doesn't prove it exists. And I remember I kind of got in a big argument with the C-Think people, and I said, you say this is objective? Well, I don't think it's objective, and I don't trust you, because you're not even saying there's even a Bilderberg group meeting happening here this weekend. This is the day before Bilderberg arrived, and one of them was acting like it might not even exist. And I said, listen, pal, the Bilderberg group exists. Stop. I mean, this is so childlike. that they're openly in the Time Magazine, Newsweek, hundreds of other major publications, announcing world government is good. You'll pay carbon taxes to private bankers. And we have got these people denying it exists. And so, you know what? I welcome the fact that scores of mainstream news publications, the biggest in the country, some of the biggest in the world, New York Times, Washington Post, Variety, Bloomberg, are saying I'm crazy and none of this exists. Because people are going to watch the film, The New World Order, that, as the LA Times said, you know, that I'm, quote, come off as charming, and that we make some points. The LA Times is the only half fair one. It still goes with the same angle, but a little bit slicker. Kind of just dismisses this as people who mean well but are nuts. People are going to read these articles. They're going to watch the film, and then they're going to Google Bilderberg, and they're going to see the world leaders and the kings and queens arriving, and they're going to read Bilderberg Group documents, and they're going to see everything we talk about unfolding, and they're going to go, well, the media lied to me again. The media distorted again. Remember the History Channel hit piece that I knew was a hit piece? When they called my office, I knew it was a hit piece. I had an argument with my producer about it. I said, no, this is a hit piece. But when it came out, they did everything they could to distort what I said, everything they could to make me look bad. It didn't matter. I talked to friends. I talked to family. I talked to everybody. That has woken up so many people who saw that show, saw how one-sided it was, went and looked it up and became 9/11 truthers. Because people instinctively know the mainstream media lies, spins, distorts. And that's why they're allowing half-decent films like New World Order to come out now, because they've got to admit some of it's real to keep any of their credibility. I don't think the guys at C-Think are bad, but I'm not stupid. I know they made us look hokey. I know they distorted the film in a stereotypical way. That's fine. People are going to find out who the real Alex Jones is. They're going to find out who the real Luke Radowski is. They're going to find out who we really are. They're going to go and they're going to look up Endgame and Terror Storm and Road to Tyranny and the Obama deception. So, again, as everybody sees this C-Think film, I need articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com saying, hey, all you new people coming to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Find out who Alex Jones really is. Find out what he really has to say. See the full spectrum of his work. Find out who the elite are and what they have in store for you from their own documents. Because everything we talked about years ago, I called out Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett, I called out Mr. Watson, the head of the Human Genome Project, as a Nazi a year before it came out that he said blacks weren't humans, the guy that ran the IBM Human Genome, the Nobel Prize winner for the double helix, because I'd already read his writings saying get rid of the majority of the population. He's one of the villains in Endgame, and a year after this came out 2 years ago, a year later, it comes out, everything I say. You think I just accuse somebody? Unlike other people, if I accuse somebody of something, I got proof. You think I just get up here on air and say Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly put HIV and hepatitis in over a million ampules, a factor rate, and knowingly shipped it out, knowing it would kill people for eugenics? They were convicted in court of that. It came out their own internal documents. You see, when you see Endgame, you learn not only who the elite are, but what their entire global agenda is. This more and more I realize is the most important film I've made. And if you don't have this on DVD, you're insane. People need this. You need to have viewing parties. This needs to be the biggest, hottest film out there. It's huge, but not big enough. Obama deception is important and is for newbies. People say, well, I already know everything in Obama deception. That's the whole point. It's for people that don't understand the left-right paradigms of fraud, a distraction, a diversion. This film is so important. This cracks it all. And I already knew that my film was right. But the film gets more important as time goes on. It's more than evergreen. It isn't just staying evergreen. It's like glowing now. It's putting off sparks now. You know, it just gets more and more important. This is the Rosetta Stone. You want to decode everything. This is my encyclopedic work. All 2 hours and 40 minutes of it. You watch this, you got a handle on everything. This is the film, Endgame. You see the UN building on the cover with that skull? That's what it's all about. You see all those flagpoles with no flags on them? That's what it's all about, the end of sovereignty. And I've committed my life to this. Am I perfect? No. But I'm taking action. I'm doing the best job I can. And the critics be damned. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tons of financial news and a lot more.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Tell you, no rest for the wicked. I was just on 93.7 KLBJ with Charlie Hodge for my weekly Freedom Nugget during that 4-minute break, during the long break we do once an hour. Okay, I want to break down the economy. I want to break down what's actually happening, the police state, and then later, I'll do this at 2, after Kevin Trudeau leaves. So I found out he's a big fan of PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. How crazy is that? We actually got contacted through their folks, so I look forward to having him on. And then Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. The group told the Times of London to call them the good group. The good witch. Glinda the good witch. But when the moon comes up, they go, turn into the bad witch. And in this article, it says, why did all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything they said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as alternative world government. Because, see, there's a world government. They don't want to be known as the alternative world government. See, they love these little flippant comments that they think the slaves won't get the subtlety to because they've dumbed down the language so much, as Daniel Estlin was talking about earlier. So we're going to go over that and how it ties in with meeting of America's richest. ABC News lied last week and didn't tell the truth. They said it was about helping the poor. I guess killing them means helping them. ABC News reports on secret meeting of the rich, yet ignores Bilderberg completely. The rich get tougher. Shh. It was a secret. That's out of the New York Times. Then who? World Health Organization urges hospitals to join climate change battle. You can't have these expensive, nice hospitals. It's bad for the earth. Literally, that's Reuters. Queensland fluoride overdose info wrong again. The government put too much fluoride in the water. And too much. Any of it's bad. And I have all these articles where John Hopkins and the Mayo Clinic and others report that you're 2.9 times more likely to get sick and die of the flu or go to the hospital if you take the flu shot. Of course, that's just the Mayo Clinic. You know, don't listen to them. So we'll be going over all of that because it's so important coming up. Ron Paul joins us every 4 weeks. He's scheduled to be joining us next week sometime. We're nailing that down because his schedule's so fluid. But when he gets on, it's now over 180 sponsors. Last Friday it was 179. It's over 180. We're nailing down those final numbers. This is very exciting. But what's freaking me out is, and it's got to be COINTELPRO, or just the mass mental illness out there on the internet that Estlin was talking about, and I have noticed, there were hundreds and hundreds of comments on the article Kurt Nemo wrote Saturday. The guy's working 7 days a week, you know, because he's got such passion. Doesn't have to, he just does. And he wrote an article about this, and I appreciate him doing that, and there were hundreds of comments, and about half of them were saying, oh, this is just a setup to get rid of the Fed and set up a new global system. Oh, they'll never get the audit. There's no point. I mean, just defeatist attitude. No, the Fed doesn't want to be audited. The Fed has said it's above the law and can't be audited, which is kind of like a trick. It's saying, don't shoot me. I'm bulletproof. And you shoot the person and they're not bulletproof. You know, I mean, it's a mind game. Or it's like somebody pouring gasoline on themselves and saying, I can't burn. You throw a match to them, they will burn. You know, I mean, you know, that's my little parable about the Federal Reserve. No, they don't want to be audited. Ron Paul gets all sorts of death threats. He has admitted he's in danger doing this. Ron Paul is the real deal, and he's a symbol of liberty and freedom. That's why they tried to destroy him. They couldn't destroy him, so now they're trying to co-opt his message, and it's not working for him either. They know we're the majority. They know that we're waking up, and he's a figurehead, an intelligent, dynamic figurehead, but all of us that are prominent are figureheads. And they're probably building him up to later try to destroy him, but he's so gentlemanly and so calm and focused, it's very hard for them to do, though they've tried. So they know that the majority of activist groups on campuses are now patriots, slash Ron Paul, slash InfoWarriors. They know that we're rising. And, you know, that's what Bilderberg, it came out 2 years ago, and I got confirmed this from Estlin and Tucker. We're really worried about Paul, and they're more worried today. And they're worried about us and the state sovereignty movement. So they spin it as states want to violently secede. No, we're declaring our 9th and 10th Amendments, saying the feds aren't over the states in every issue. 10th and 9th Amendment. Read it. So they always want to radicalize things. And there's all these solutions. But for everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve is the regional arm of the global banking system. We need to audit it and expose it and go after it. Then the other spin is, well, it's already been audited. No, they passed a law to audit how many desks it has, how many pencils it has, but not the money or where the money goes or what they do with it. And the Federal Reserve's on record in front of Congress and saying, we're not going to tell you where the money went. So anybody saying that they tell you where the money goes is a liar. So let's get positive here and move forward, or at least ignore the disinformation agents. This is a positive thing to audit the Fed to point out that it's never been audited. That's positive in and of itself.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Never had him on the show, Kevin Trudeau, coming up in about 27 minutes from now. Best-selling author, king of the infomercials. Turned out he's a fan of the show, PrisonPlanet.tv member. Months ago, tried to get in touch with me through ManCal, Mueller, and then I was so busy, never got in touch with him. But we did, and that should be interesting to talk about a host of issues with Kevin Trudeau coming up in T-minus 26 minutes. Very, very excited. Because I like a lot of what he does. That's why the media and the government demonize him. How dare him sell a book saying aloe vera is good for burns or the cranberries are good for your kidneys. I mean, I read his super bestseller, sold millions of copies, Herbal Remedies. And, I mean, it's mainline, the stuff that's, garlic's good for your heart, your immune system. I mean, give me a break, folks. That is coming up with Kevin Trudeau. And we got Judith McGeary coming on here with us in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to encourage everybody, if you want to know what the National Identification, Animal Identification is about and what the Cashless Society is about and what all the land grabbing is about, what the phony environmental carbon taxes are about and who the New World Order are, this is the film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Also, the film, The Obama Deception, gets into all of that. Very, very important information. Be sure to get the Obama Deception and Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, that number is 888-253-3139. Not only do you get films that you're authorized to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes, you fund our operation that is very, very expensive for us to run. And I spend most of my time just trying to raise the capital to pay for all the bandwidth. Also, we've launched 12 new T-shirts with patriot messages. In fact, punch that up from prisonplanet.tv for folks. People keep asking, how do I network? You wear a Live Free or Die Minuteman shirt, you're going to meet like-minded people walking down the street or at church. You wear a Minuteman Culpepper shirt, you're going to meet like-minded people. You wear a Obama-Bush shirt that says, worst president ever until now, with split views of both presidents' heads, that will wake up the left and the right, because both the left and the right are going to hate somebody on your shirt. The left's going to hate Bush, the right's going to hate Obama, and you can explain to them they're being played. It says on the back of the shirt, don't be a sucker. Got the very best seller, the Come and Take It flag, dealing with the Second Amendment. So again, InfoWars.com to order the T-shirts. Go to the secure online Yahoo shopping cart or call toll free to get any of those T-shirts, books, or videos, 888-253-3139. Need to wear your colors, folks. Need to let folks see your colors. And if Homeland Security doesn't like Minutemen, doesn't like Founding Fathers, doesn't like Culpepper flags that half the military uses, that's just their problem. We're going to go to our guest here in just one moment. One more sponsor I wanted to tell all of the listeners about is HomeGain. HomeGain.com. Check them out and see what I'm talking about. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get a free estimate of your home's value. They've got a whole bunch of great free features. They've got my favorite, the Home Sale Maximizer, to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. Check out Max Little Orange Gorilla on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and that links through to HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Judith McGeary, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, and we really do appreciate her joining us. And, for folks that don't know who this organization is or don't care about farms and ranches, listen up. This affects everybody. This is the corporate control grid that is taking place. Judith, tell us about the organization and your position there for folks that may not know about that.
Thanks so much for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on.
Our organization was founded about 3.5 years ago when I left my legal practice and got together with a group of other farmers and ranchers to create it. And the idea is that we need a food supply that is provided by small independent farmers scattered all over this country rather than this huge corporate monopoly that we're rapidly heading towards for our food, which is a basic necessity of life for everybody.
Well, we have the United Nations Population Fund meeting back in 1996 in Beijing, China, and they said, we will use food as a weapon. And they said, we're going to take control of the world's heirloom seeds, their food supplies. We're going to have pharmacological crops that make you take the vaccines every time you eat. People don't know they can engineer that into the crops to grow whatever mind-altering chemical or vaccine they want. They're trying to force the world to take on GMO. They're trying to make a chicken farmer put a $20 tag on a $5 chicken, but then Tyson and others are exempt. They have group tags for every couple hundred chickens. They want you to waive your rights, for those that don't know, with the premises ID. And this is all color of law. I've also read they're buying off the farm and ranch groups, giving them millions of dollars, even to local chapters, to then intimidate their members into doing it. They're arresting as publicity stunts all over the country. At the county fair, you'll have the champion pig or horse or goat or steer. And they do this on purpose, I've read, where they'll always do it to the person they pick as the winner. Then they'll say, oh, sorry, on stage, you don't get the blue ribbon now. Then they have the police take you off ground saying you hadn't registered your premises. It's not law, but it's the policy. So they're creating a giant hoax that it's illegal and you've got to do this. Just like there's a hoax, you've got to take vaccines. Judith, you're the expert on this. Break it down for us.
Well, the sad thing is actually it takes a lot less than that to intimidate most people. The sad truth is they're giving a few hundred thousand out and they're kicking people out before they ever get to the stage. And people are far too quick to fall in line is the sad reality. What they're talking about is that anyone who owns even one livestock or poultry animal, and this includes anybody out there who wants to raise their own food, who's been looking into the idea of having an independent food source, either that they raise or that they get from their neighbors, has to register with the government, tag each animal, in most cases using the RFIDs or the microchips, and then report their movements to the government within 24 hours. So you're talking about something that would put, you know, someone raising food under more government surveillance than a sex offender.
And they admit, I should add, it started in Australia, as you know. They're now using the Homeland Security NSA military satellites dialed into the land management people. So folks who live in Utah and other places or Colorado where you get harassed by the bureaucrats on your private property, that's now coming to Texas, Kansas, Michigan, Florida. It doesn't matter. And we're not joking. They're forming SWAT teams in all these federal and state groups. They're pulling guns on people at their own ponds, fishing. They're arresting Amish people, you know, arresting people selling eggs on street corners. They've introduced bills to restrict organic farming. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, they're talking about making you get a license to have a home garden. That was in the Tulsa News. I mean, you cannot paint a strong enough picture of how evil and insidious all of this is. I hope the listeners understand this is coming down like a ton of bricks right now.
It's gaining speed fast. I mean, these are plans that they've been working on for literally decades. You know, it's not new. It's not because of mad cow disease or avian flu or swine flu. You know, depending on who you talk to, they come up with a new reason. These plans have been around for decades, but they're really gathering steam now. And there are a lot of folks in Congress who are bound and determined to shove this down our throats. And they're working very hard to create this image of panic, which is if we don't have this, people will be dying. At a recent congressional hearing, one of the chairmen of the subcommittees was literally saying that, you know, if we can't track this better, people will be dying when this food hits their
But place. Then the foreign food is exempt. The foreign food is exempt. So if people think we've already seen an exodus of U.S.-produced food, we've gone from producing 98% of our food to, what, half of it now, and it's going down. And in fact, I should add, and I'm rude, Judith McGeary is executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, is an attorney and small farmer, a B.S. in biology from Stanford University and a J.D. from the University of Texas at Austin. And after a clerkship with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, she practices as an attorney doing a combination of administrative law, litigation, and appeals. So I should add, you're an expert on all this as well.
Well, the thing is, you know, the real expertise comes from handling animals. The real expertise are, you know, it comes from the day-to-day, knowing what it takes to raise food, knowing what it takes to keep animals healthy. And what's amazing to me about this program and about the mentality and the mindset of the people pushing it is this attitude that somehow folks who are locked in an office who wouldn't know one end of the cow from the other somehow can come up with a technological answer that solves everything and takes care of animal health, while the farmers and ranchers obviously don't know anything, you know, according to these guys.
Well, let me just throw a point out here, and then I want to give you the floor and have you break down how far along this is, how we fight it, how we, you know, go up against it. We have a large piece of property we got in 1829 as a Mexican land grant in East Texas, and I don't even really deer hunt anymore because I don't have the time, don't want to have to dress it, deal with it. But every time I'm out with a telescope at night in the front yard of Grandma's old house once a year, you know, trying to look at Saturn, rolling up without lights as a game warden, they jump out, they're rude to you, they boss you around. When I was a little kid out there, you'd see them every once in a while, and they were polite. Now they treat you like you're a piece of filth as a landowner. Now they're popping up everywhere harassing people, and they're getting federal training. Now to get a hunting or fishing license, they run your background, they run your driver's license, everything's a tracking control grid. This is going to put federally controlled local bureaucrats into your farm, checking things without a warrant, with game warden type powers, no more Fourth Amendment, walking on saying, I want to see all your cows counted right now, $2,000 fines, and correct me if I'm going from memory, I know you're a lawyer and expert on this, if a cow got struck by lightning and you didn't report it to him, or you sold a cow to a neighbor, or a cow got out and got hit by a car. I mean, this is guilty until proven innocent tyranny over all rural communities.
Absolutely. The specific fines vary from state to state because they're talking about implementing it by state statute. Here in Texas, it's $1,000 per day would be the maximum fine. In Wisconsin, they're currently prosecuting Amish farmers, charging them $5,000 for not registering their property. So it varies from state to state, but either way, it's bad news. I mean, whether
yeah, they're even forcing the Amish. They're even 20,000. They're even forcing the Amish in. Okay, break down this horror, how bad it is. This affects everybody who's rural and then everybody who lives in the cities. This is literal. Stalin did this in Ukraine, kicking people off the land and controlling it. I mean, China does this. This is hardcore. Pol Pot did this. I mean, this is hardcore. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, in practical terms, it means that almost no one will be able to raise food animals. The big corporations will be able to. They get group identification, actually for thousands of animals. They can take one of those huge, horrific chicken farms that has, you know, 10,000 or 20,000 birds crammed into a building and give it one ID number. And yet, small farmers or anyone trying to raise any kind of food animal or pets even have to individually tag each animal.
That's why we see cities passing laws making you tag your animals like San Marcos. I mean, this is so diabolical, and openly big companies like Archer Daniels Midland and Tyson lobbied knowing this is going to shut down the family farm. It's over.
Absolutely. I mean, Tyson's been hip deep in this. All of the big corporations have. And, of course, they claim it's food safety, and they pretend that they're providing safe food when the reality is it's the small farmers who you want for your food, safe food supply. And the thing is, what you get is it's so expensive because you're talking electronic tags, and they're talking about all the infrastructure that comes with it. So scanners and computers and internets and readers and everything else that comes with it. And keep in mind, the last census showed that 48% of farmers don't even have any internet. So,
can you imagine having chickens and a game warden type punk in a uniform, but they're hiring nothing but the socialist and phony environmentalist carbon showing up and literally cornering you? You got five chickens right here. You're going to jail, or, you know, here's a $20,000 fine. This is already happening. Ma'am, I'm sorry. Go ahead. It just makes me so angry.
It should make all of us angry. I have to sort of learn not to go crazy over it, because otherwise I'd have been locked up about 3 years ago.
We're going to beat them. Keep going.
We have to beat them, because the reality is, if you can't afford to raise food animals, then you stop raising them. And the reality for a lot of people then is they'd lose their land, because if you aren't an ag business, you lose your ag valuation on the land, and you can't afford property taxes.
Which if you don't know, I was looking at a piece of property, and if it already has an ag exemption, you can go to environmental, preserve. But once you get land and go to environmental, you can't ever go back. And they admit they don't want people farming. They're paying people to not farm. Go ahead.
And so what we'll end up with is a lot of people losing their land, even more, even if they find another option like the environmental exemptions or environmental valuations, many people stopping raising animals for food. And so your only options start becoming the Tysons and the Cargills. We'll have a food supply that is already far too controlled by these companies that will be entirely controlled by these companies.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, at a minimum, what we're talking about is increased cost, lower quality, the sort of things you find in any monopoly. That's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, it goes downhill from there, because food is what you need to survive. And we don't want to have to be dependent on multinational corporations for basic necessity of life.
And then they can force you to buy their GMO products. And I'm sure you've seen accompanying this, you're a lawyer, the bill they've got introduced to basically crack down and restrict organic farming. This is getting wild.
They're actually, the scary thing is there are about six bills in Congress right now, all under the heading of food safety. And all of them contain provisions for what's called like best management practices or best scientific risk analysis, different terms, but they basically boil down to the agencies telling people how to farm.
Yeah, turning hordes of control freak, carbon footprint eugenicist loose on the people. What does the war map look like right now? How bad is it? I know we're having victories and defeats. How do we defeat them?
Well, right now there's a big opening because the USDA is holding listening sessions all around the country. And I'm not holding my breath that USDA is actually listening. In fact, I bet they aren't. But the point is, if we get huge crowds there and overwhelmingly at meeting after meeting after meeting, people there say, we don't want this, stop it, That's how we hopefully get mainstream press attention. We start reaching out to the Congress, putting pressure on them. So even, you know, whether USDA is listening or not is almost irrelevant. What we need is we need crowds at these meetings. And
I was listening to Derek Brownfield this morning, and he said he's gone to meetings and talked to people that are at them. He said you'll have 500 people against this, but five or six people for it, and they're all the local Farm Bureau heads who openly have gotten money from the feds and others, literally like 20 pieces of silver.
Oh, absolutely. At the last week we had the listening session here in Texas. Huge crowd, person after person after person from every walk of life, including people who have technological backgrounds and understand the technology, standing up and saying, don't do this. It's a bad program. We don't want it. And then the handful of people who spoke for it were the Texas Dairymen Association, whose parent organization has gotten money, the pork producers, whose parent organization has gotten money, and that was about it, you know?
Yeah, well, these are big monopoly men. The dairy folks want a monopoly, so they want to shut down small dairies. The pork people want to shut down the small operators. Folks, this is do or die. These are offshore corporations coming in and turning hardcore control freaks loose on you. And I've met these DNR people and others. Almost every one of them are right out of 1940 Russia. I mean, these are like Stalinists. Stay with us.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing worse than paying giant property taxes on your own land and having these government bureaucrats come out with their badges and their guns and bug their eyes out at you. And I'm not against people with long hair and ponytails. It's just that I've seen it a lot. They show up, they're looking at everything you got, and they want your land. All over the country, we've caught the phony environmentalists moving into farms and ranches they steal and harass. Or they'll claim you got pot on your property and come in and shoot you. That's been a lot of famous cases of that. And you're saying, well, I'm not like that. I'm a good cop. Well, whatever. It's on record what's going on. And it's just like the sheriff of Nottingham. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. Got it for about another 10 minutes. And Kevin Trudeau's coming up. We really appreciate her. And I got to get Judith McGeary on for a full hour because I get so mad about what's happening. I keep interrupting, going, and this is happening, and that's happening. And she could talk for an hour on each point I'm making. She's such an expert on this and such a great lady. But give out the website for folks that want to find out more. Tell them what else is happening, how we fight this, where it's going.
Our website is farmandranchfreedom.org. That's farmandranchfreedom.org. And there's a section on take action. And if you aren't going to read anything else on there, go straight to that section. You can download flyers. You can download, you know, frequently asked questions. You can do all sorts of stuff. Because the key is getting the word out. I mean, the problem we've got is when you go to these meetings or you go to a county fair or any place, 90% of the people you talk to are against it. But also, you go to a lot of places and 50 or 60 or 70% of the people have never even heard about it. And certainly when you go into the cities, it's even fewer people who've heard about it. And that's our problem. The problem is they can push things through based on, you know, feel-good sound bites, that this is a food safety program, things like that. And people don't know any better. And so education and reaching out to people is where we really need help. We really
Well, Judith, you know what's killing our communities is not just all this foreign bad food coming in that has no standards, and then all our food has higher and higher standards. And every time foreign food causes a health problem, they try to blame it on domestic. This is clearly a globalist model, as you know. But all the rural areas have got satellite dishes. They're watching TV. They're not down, you know, at the coffee shop talking. They're not involved. They have disconnected, and they're going to lose their communities if they don't get fired up and involved right now.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of pessimism in the rural communities. I think they feel, a lot of the rural communities feel that there's no point, that they no longer have a voice in the government because they're so outnumbered by the cities. And so they've given up, a lot of folks. You know, even if they stay on their farms, even if they're still trying to keep their farm together, in terms of activism, in terms of civic involvement, they've thrown up their hands. And we've got to get the city folks involved. This is about a food supply.
How did the land of the free, home of the brave, turn into a bunch of cowards that just roll over on their backs with their belly facing up towards the buzzards? I mean, I'm challenging people in the city, in the rural areas, all of you, to educate yourselves on this seminal key issue. And to get aggressive and kick some New World Order, but this is outrageous what they're trying. You're saying get the cities involved. How do we do that?
We need letters to the editor. We need people to hit the local farmers markets. We need people to hit co-ops. We need people to go to health food stores. I mean, any place you can think of where people are a little bit away, you know, just a little bit paying attention to their food, to their health, to these kinds of issues, that's an opening. Take it. Point out to them, okay, you care about food, then you better start paying attention because you're not going to have these options anymore. You're not going to have the local farmers. You're not going to have the organics and the GMO-free if we don't do something to stop the corporate takeover of our food supply.
Do 5 more minutes with us. We're going to have you back in the near future. We'll get out the website again for folks on the other side, and Kevin Trudeau's joining us. If you're driving along in your pickup truck in East Texas or in Fredericksburg, Texas, or in Kansas City, Missouri, out there on your farm, or in Northern California on your vineyard, I'm calling you out, mister, you in the pickup truck right now. You get up off your butt and defend America. You defend our heritage now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.